Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. It is 43 degrees right now. That is remarkably close to the 30s. It's going to be sunny and nice today. The wind has finally stopped. We're going to get to the mid-60s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning: the future of DART is in question because nearly a quarter of the agency's member cities are talking about pulling their membership.
Yeah, complaints mainly center around the amount DART charges these member cities.
And three of DART's 13 members are talking openly about this.
One of those cities is Plano, where Mayor John Munns has been rather open in his disappointment on how much they are giving to DART and how much they're getting in return.
Right here at Preston Road, and watch these DART buses go back and forth. There's nobody on them.
Both Plano and Highland Park will be holding meetings next week to discuss possible special elections, asking their voters to pull out of DART membership. And for DART CEO Nadine Lee, this is all bad news, especially with a massive sports event coming to North Texas next year.
It would be severely impacted. Our ability to serve the World Cup games would be severely impacted by a withdrawal.
Other cities like Irving and Farmers Branch are also seeming to be unhappy with DART. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And KRLD's Russell Scott continues our team coverage. He's on the street this morning meeting riders who use DART. Russell?
John, I'm at the City Line Bush DART station here in Plano, where commuters are headed into Dallas. They tell me they would vote no to getting out of the DART contract. Most use the DART on a daily basis. In fact, this lady tells me the rail service, one of the reasons her company moved here.
This is why we picked Dallas over Austin, over Houston. It's so useful and it defeats traffic. You know, I could drive downtown, but I prefer this.
Yeah. A little inconvenient. Definitely you could adjust, but it would be kind of frustrating because it just makes it so convenient to hop on the train and reduce the stress of fighting traffic every day. So,
live at the DART station just off the Bush Turnpike, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Volunteers from the U.S. are headed to Jamaica to help in the brutal aftermath of Hurricane Melissa.
The catastrophic Category 5 storm ripped ashore, taking lives and devastating power to hundreds of thousands. Convoy of Hope will now take with them supplies ranging from hygiene kits to clean drinking water. Ethan Forhetz with the organization says they will work to switch volunteers in and out.
Giving people a break after they've been there for a week or 2 weeks. When it's an international response, we don't take a huge army of people.
But they do want to send an army of supplies. They plan to actively assist the people of Jamaica for several weeks to come. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, we've been telling you about all the government shutdown issues, and a survey shows a lot of Texans might go without health insurance if Congress doesn't reach a deal to extend subsidies.
Democrats want to extend subsidies, but Republicans say they will not negotiate until Democrats agree to pass a spending bill. The U.S. Census says Texas leads the nation with almost 17% of residents going without health insurance. The Kaiser Family Foundation says if current subsidies expire, another 480,000 Texans would lose insurance over the next 10 years, increasing the total of uninsured by 1%. The foundation says more than 26,000 Texans signed up for insurance using help from navigators, and funding for those dropped 90% this year. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A judge reduces the amount that Greenpeace will have to pay a Texas-based pipeline company.
Dallas-based Energy Transfer and its subsidiary Dakota Access won a $667 million verdict against Greenpeace over protests that the environmental group staged in 2016 and 2017 against the Dakota Access pipeline. The group was found liable for defamation and other claims brought by Energy Transfer. The pipeline company was co-founded by Kelsey Warren. He's a prominent Dallas businessman who has donated millions of dollars to support a park in downtown Dallas named after his son, the Clyde Warren Park. The judge in the civil case reduced the amount Greenpeace owes from $667 million to $345 million. Energy Transfer plans to appeal. From the 24-hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Breaking overnight, President Trump announces a successful meeting with China's President Xi Jinping, highlighting agreements for China to buy large quantities of U.S. farm products like sorghum and soybean and U.S. energy products while continuing to supply critical rare earth minerals and collaborating to stop fentanyl growth in flow into the United States. Four people are arrested after cops raid Chicas Locas, a strip club in Arlington, ending a sex trafficking ring and rescuing, we're told, nearly 20 victims. All right, so Plano Farmers Branch and Highland Park are all questioning whether to stay part of DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit. City leaders want out over what they call poor ROI. But DART officials caution that quitting now could upend long-term transit plans and strain regional service.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Brought to you this morning by the on-time experts. It's 722 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Great to have you with us. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The Republican race for Senate in 2026 has turned into a fight over who can be more MAGA. KRLD's Chris Fox tries to break down what that actually means.
The latest numbers show Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton with a 12-point favorability lead over Senator John Cornyn among Republicans. Houston Congressman Wesley Hunt 26 points back. The fight is now playing out over social media. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
So you have Hunt attacking Cornyn for being insufficiently pro-Trump, insufficiently MAGA, and insufficiently conservative. Cornyn has decided that the best defense is a good offense.
Cornyn reposting a 2021 tape of Hunt and calling him fake MAGA.
And President Trump just didn't get it right from a tone, from a leadership standpoint.
Hunt says Cornyn twisted his words. Paxton then chimed in that Cornyn calling Hunt fake MAGA is the very definition of irony. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports betting, gambling investigation that's rocked the NBA is having a ripple effect in Texas, where there's debate about legalizing sports betting.
The Lieutenant Governor believes that the costs of gambling far outweigh the benefits, and things like this NBA scandal just reinforce his belief that he is fighting the right fight.
Rice University science professor, political science professor Mark Jones has been running polling on gambling. His latest found 60% support for legalizing online sports betting, but he thinks that will now plummet over concerns of corruption.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. You know, sometimes it just ain't fair. The market ain't fair. We started off with our worry list this week. China and tariffs and South Korea and check mark. At least we understand what the deal is there. Earnings reports out. We've had a fistful of earnings reports out. Kind of a mixed picture and some weakness today. We'll talk about that in a minute. The government shut down. Well, there's no news there. But number four on the list, the one we weren't going to worry about, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. Where the heck did that come from? Yes, they cut interest rates yesterday, but the chairman sort of indicated, don't get used to this, that the next cut for December is not a foregone conclusion, according to him. Far from it. So this raised concerns, and as you might imagine, the stock market sold off on that news, and interest rates went back up. Oh, and by the way, nukes, where did that come from? That was not on the list when we started out this morning, but we found out last night, for the first time since 1992, we may actively start testing nuclear weapons again. So we got to kind of figure that into the mix. The long and short of it is we're going to see some weakness today. Dow looks down 188. The NASDAQ has improved from what we saw early this morning, but it still looks down 55 points or so, and the S&P average might be down 10. The weakness, some of the weakness coming from some of these big mega-cap growth companies, Meta, Facebook, down $69 a share. That's an 8% drop. The earnings were great. The revenues were great. But they took a $16 billion charge on that one big, beautiful bill. And nobody was expecting that. They also raised their capital expenditure spending. We'll have more about that. Microsoft beat on earnings, beat on revenues, and that stock's down $12 this morning, down about 2% or so, because they're increasing their capital spending also. All these artificial intelligence data centers and everything else are just going to cost a lot of money. Google, better story, up $22 a share this morning, up 8%. The numbers were good, and they're raising their expectations. And by the way, we get Apple numbers after the close. Right now, crude's down 41 cents, $60.07. Gold is down $8.30 at 39.92.40. And the 10-year rate climbing again today. Remember, yesterday was below 4%, 4.10% this morning. So we're announcing our worry list is officially closed. No more stuff, okay? Stocks look lower across the board. David Johnson. It was Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, I'm with you, man. That story about testing nuclear weapons, that's a huge, huge story.
Well, yep. If you run out of candy tomorrow night, better check your fridge.
Hot potato, hot potato.
The hottest haul for trick-or-treaters now includes a tuber. A man named Pat Foy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, started the trend as a joke 20 years ago when he seized on the idea of a trick by offering kids who lined up at his door a choice between a potato and candy. Grown-ups across the country have caught on. They've been buying sacks of spuds to give away to gleeful door knockers who want to show off at least one among their chocolates and gummy goodies when the night is done. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I honestly don't know what's more troubling, that we just played Hot Potato or that I know that that was the Wiggles singing Hot Potato.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
True story, when our daughter was very, very young, we took her in, there was some sort of assessment, academic assessment, and they came back and said, well, for some reason your daughter speaks with a British accent, and we kind of chuckled, we're like, no, it's Australian actually, and it's from the Wiggles.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.